弟兄姊妹平安。
Brother and sister, peace.
我们今天是讲了一个系列的内容。
We have a series of topics we share.
接下来我们要分享的是同心合意兴旺福音。
Today, now we're going to share preaching gospel in one accord.
我会借着腓立比书一章三到十一节的经文来分享。
We'll use the Bible, the Philippians chapter 1, 3 to 11.
在开始分享之前呢，我想让你看一下我的家庭。
So before I start, I want to share and to let you look at my family.
我是第一次来到这里，所以需要介绍一下自己。
So this is the first time here, so I need to introduce myself.
我有三个孩子。
I have three children.
只有一个妻子。
Oh, only one wife.
然后我会引用民数记的经文来祝福大家。
I will bless you with the numbers.
愿耶华赐福给你，保护你。
The Lord bless you and keep you.
愿耶华使他的脸光照你，赐恩给你。
The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you.
愿耶华向你扬脸，赐你平安。
The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.
这段经文是所谓的大祭司的祝福。
And this is the great priest is a blessing to his people.
是摩西借着神的恩典，然后呢，让亚伦给他的百姓祝福。
And so through Moses, so the Aaron blessed the Israel.
我们一起来祷告。
And let's pray.
我们在天上的父。
Dear Heavenly Father.
全地的荣耀都是你的。
All the glory on this earth belongs to you.
今天我们得以有这样的特权站在你的面前来敬拜。
We have this special privilege to come before you.
我们都是不值得的人。
We even though we're not worthy.
唯独靠着你的恩典
We only need to depend on your grace.
我们要特别向你献上感谢和赞美
We want to offer our thanks to you.
使我们成为了一个教会
So we have a church here.
求你来帮助来到你中间的每一个儿女
Please come to continue to help every one of us here.
愿你借着接下来所要讲的内容使他们的心意更新改变
So they will be transformed through your words.
愿你来帮助我们当中的每一个肢体
So every part of the body of the Christ.
使我们同心合意的兴旺福音。
So we have a one accord to preach in the gospel.
愿你帮助我们。
Please help us.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
同心合意的兴旺福音。
We need partnership in the gospel.
我们下一页的 slide 哈，我来为大家来宣读腓立比书一章三到五节的内容。
So I'm going to start reading Philippians chapter 1.Verse 3 to 5. If you have a Bible, feel free to turn your Bible.
我每逢想念你们，就感谢我的神。
I thank my God every time I remember you.
每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，总是欢欢喜喜的祈求。
In all my prayer for all of you, I always pray with joy.
因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。
Because your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now.
保罗为腓立比教会感谢的是什么？
What is Paul thanks for the Philippian church?
不是一天两天，是腓立比教会从头一天直到保罗写书信的时候。
And it's not just one day or two days; it's from the first day until now.
他们总是同心合意的兴旺福音。
They always partnership in the gospel.
各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brother and sister，
我们有这样的福音热情吗
？Do you have this passion for the gospel？
我告诉大家，腓立比教会对于保罗的团队是尤其重要。
And so the Philippian church is so important to Apostle Tim.
好像这个教会从建立的时候，它就有福音的火在它里面燃烧。
And so from the first day, the church have the fervent heart for the Lord.
直到保罗写信的时候
，until Paul start writing this letter.
它也是非常少见的，在保罗书信当中一个榜样型的教会。
And so it's set such a great example in Paul's letters.
为了让大家更好地明白腓立比的教会，我们可能了解一下它的背景。
So once we understand his background, that we can know why they have such a passion.
我们下一页的 slide 在腓立比的教会，它其实是如果你要了解它的背景，是在《使徒行传》的第十六章。
And so if you want to know the background, it's in the Acts chapter 16.
就是这个教会怎样被建立起来的。
How the church has been built.
保罗他们和希拉他们想去另外一个地方去传福音。
And so Paul and Silas want to go to another place to preach gospel.
那圣经很清晰地告诉他们说圣灵不许。
And but in the Bible said the Holy Spirit stopped it.
也就是说他们不能去他们想要去的地方去传福音。
They could not go where they want to go.
在夜间 有异象现于保罗。
So during that night, during the night, Paul had a vision.
有一个马其顿人站着求他说，请你过来马其顿帮助我们。
And there's a man over Macedonia standing and begging him, come over to Macedonia to help us.
保罗看见了异象，就想要往马其顿去。
But when Paul saw the vision, he wanted to go to Macedonia.
因为他以为是神召他们传福音给那里的人听。
So he thought God has called them to go to Macedonia.
腓立比是马其顿的一座住房城。
And so the Philippi is a part of the stronghold in the area.
所以如果你要去马其顿，第一个经历的城市就是腓立比。
So before go to Macedonia, the first city is Philippine.
所以保罗跟希拉他们就去到了腓立比。
So they went to that city.
接下来的故事，如果你仔细读过《使徒行传》第十六章，你会非常的惊奇。
And so if you have read chapter, Acts chapter 16, you'll be surprised.
他们在那里传福音的时候，有一个女人第一次听见就信了。
And so there's one lady, first time heard the gospel, accept Christ.
这就是吕底亚的故事。
That was Lydia's story.
圣经显示说她是一个卖紫色布的商人。
She saw the royal purple fabrics.
卖紫色的布在当时是一个特权。
And so that's a special privilege when you sell purple fabrics.
他唯一可能的潜在用户就是皇室。
Because that she sell those fabric to the royal families.
结果呢，他们全家就信了主。
So the whole household accept Christ.
结果因为保罗和希拉，他们驱赶了一个被鬼附的使女。
And so through Paul and Silas that they get rid of possessed by that demon.
结果呢，他们就被下在监狱里面。
And so they were jailed.
圣经显示说，他们在监狱里面的时候，双脚被上了木狗。
And so they were chained.
然后呢，结果他们就唱诗祷告，在夜间的时候。
And at night they were praising, singing songs.
地大震动，监狱的门就自动开了。
And so the whole earth was shaking, and the door was open.
结果狱卒就发现说，因为罗马的法律很严苛，他们就准备自杀。
And so jail discovered that, so the jail was trying to kill himself.
保罗就说不要伤害自己。
And so do not hurt yourself.
我们都在这里。
We are here.
我们没有逃。
We did not escape.
后来的故事就是狱卒一家人都信了神。
So the story is that the whole jailer's household became Christian.
可能你听我讲完之后，你会觉得说这是一个很长的故事。
So it sounds like it's a very long story.
其实只是发生在两三天之内的故事。
That only happened in a couple days.
结果他们就被赶出了腓立比。
So they were run out from the Philippi.
各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我可以想一想。
I want you to really think about this.
使徒们被赶走了。
When they left,
剩下两家人信了主。
But there are two households accept Christ.
这个教会会存在下去吗？
How can a church exist?
但是我们从上面的经文说，从开始建立第一天，直到如今，你们都同心合意的兴旺。
But if you read the Philippians chapter 1, talk about from the first day, that partnership in the gospel until now.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brother and sister,
腓立比教会是一个被福音燃烧的教会。
Philippine church is that have a fervent heart for the gospel.
他们的能力不是来自于他们自己。
The power is not coming from themselves.
而是圣灵在他们心中熊熊燃烧的火。
And is coming from the Holy Spirit.
我们下一页的经文哈，在腓立比书一章二十七节，我们可以来看。
So let's do the Philippians chapter 1:27.
只要你们行事为人与基督的福音相称，叫我或来见你们，或不在你们那里，可以听见你们的景况，知道你们同有一个心智，站立得稳，为所信的福音齐心努力。
Whatever happened, conduct yourself in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Then whether I come and see you or only hear about you in my absence, I will know that you stand firm in the one spirit, striving together as one for the faith of the gospel.
如果你仔细查考腓立比书，
When you study this chapter,
保罗对他们真的是充满了喜乐。
And God, the Paul really just filled with joy when he talked about the church.
因为他们同有一个心智。
Because they have a one heart.
因为他们站立得稳。
Because they stand firm.
因为他们为所信的福音齐心努力。
And they try strive together as one for the faith of the gospel.
刚才在主日学的时候，我们有一个训练，关于传福音的训练。
And so during the Sunday school, we had a special training to how to share gospel.
我相信这样的故事在腓立比的教会不断的发生，他们不断的去传扬福音。
I'm sure the story continue happen in the Philippine church.
甚至可能他们越来越多的人加入到教会当中。
And so more and more people join the church.
所以如果你愿意真实的跟随主，这样福音的火热就在整个教会里面不断的燃烧。
So if you continue, you want to follow the God, so you will have a similar heart, want to share gospel with others.
我想请大家有一个福音的思考。
I want you to really think about the gospel.
下一次当你去一个比如说 Costco 或者是大型的超市的时候，
When you go to a big supermarket or Costco,
你在人群当中闭上眼睛思考十秒钟的时间，
And you just kind of close your eye for 10 seconds,
你知不知道有多少人经过你的身边他们是没有听过福音？
So how many people passing you have never heard the gospel?
我想问你，你知道他的灵魂要去哪吗？
Do you know where their soul is going to go?
他的灵魂要去到哪里？
Do you know?
如果他们一辈子都没有听见过福音呢？
If they never heard the gospel in their life,
他们就要去往地狱。
And they will go to hell.
你之所以信神是因为有人传给你的。
Because you believe in Christ, because someone shared the gospel with you.
各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹，信道是从听道来的。
And so is how do you believe is start listen to the gospel.
我盼望你常常有这样的福音的思考。
I want you to really think about this.
曾经有一个宣教士进到中国去传福音。
There was one missionary went to China.
他坐了几个月的船，因为很久以前他坐了几个月的船，开始啊，终于到了中国。
And took a few months on the ship to arrive in China.
刚站到大街上，有一个长长的队伍朝他走过来。
And so when he was standing on the street, there's a long line of people walking toward him.
那是中国传统的送葬的队伍。
And it's the people for a funeral.
很多人哭，很多人走。
And a lot of people just crying and mourning.
这个宣教士就跟在他们后面哭。
And so this missionary start follow them in the end and crying with them.
原因就是如果早来一天，也许就有机会向他传福音。
He was like, oh, if I arrive one day early, I will be able to share gospel with them.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们其实福音传到中国已经有200年的时间。
So dear brother and sister, the gospel has come to China for more than 200 years.
在过去的十几年时间里面，中国的教会有疯狂的增长。
And so the last few decades, there is a really tremendous amount of growth.
但是曾经有一个韩国的宣教士问我一个问题。
And there's one Korean missionary asked me a question.
他因为传福音被从中国赶出去了。
So because that he was sharing the gospel, he was kicked out from China.
然后他就问我说，我从进到中国的第一天就开始唱宣教的中国。
And so from the very first day, I talk about preaching the mission in China.
这是一首福音的诗歌。
This is the evangelical song.
所以他就问我说，你们的宣教士在哪里？
Where are your missionaries?
据统计，你们不超过200个全职的宣教士。
And so, according to statistics, there's less than 200 missionaries in China.
你们有几千万的会基督徒。
There's millions of believers.
我们整个韩国才5000万的人口。
And in Korea, there's only 50 millions people.
但是我们有20000的宣教士。
But we have 20,000 missionaries.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brother and sister.
这福音跟你有关系吗？
Does that have to do with you, the gospel?
这福音跟我们的教会有关系吗？
Does that have to do with our church?
当我们去思考我们究竟神呼召我们去做什么的时候，
When we really think about what's God's calling,
我要告诉大家，在座的每一个基督徒都领受了大使命。
We all received the great command.
我们需要同心合意的来兴旺福音。
We need to have a unity to share the gospel with other people.
我们下一页 slide. 在腓立比书二章一到二节的经文说。
So Philippians chapter 2:1-2.
所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯。
So therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, any common sharing in the spirit, if any tenderness and compassion.
你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。
So make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind.
教会是基督的身体。
And the church is the body of Christ.
我们整体的见证是更重要的。
Our unity testimony is more important.
所以保罗说你们要爱心相同。
So you need to have the like mind in love.
你们也要有一样的心思，一样的意念。
So like-minded and in one mind.
你们要将神的福音以一个美好的见证传扬给住在附近的人。
And so you really need to share gospel for people who's nearby.
我们反过来想，一个不传福音的教会，他的力量也要发挥出去。
And so a church that who do not share the gospel, they also spend their energy somehow.
一个缺乏见证的教会，一定是存在各种各样问题的教会。
And so a lack of a testimony church that usually have a problem, a lot of problems.
如果在保罗的书信里面，那可能一个反面的例子就是哥林多的教会。
So in his Paul's letter, maybe one example is the church of Corinthian.
他们分门结党。
And they are have a their own they have their divisions.
Yeah. 他们有人说我是属保罗的。
Some I belong to Paul.
我是属彼得的。
And Peter.
后来出现一个人说你们都不太好，我是属基督的。
And so someone said, "You guys good not good enough. I belong to Christ."
这就是缺乏见证的教会。
And this is lack of testimony.
各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹。我们在这个教会当中，我特别感恩看见了很多爱主的人。
And I see a lot of people in this church really love the Lord.
但是我要提醒大家的是，如果我们不能同心合意的兴旺神的福音，
If we cannot share the gospel in one unity,
我们一定在别的事情上在内耗。
And so we probably have other conflicts in the church.
不妨大家可以想一想，为什么神在我重生的时候没有把我接回天家去？
So you just think about the why God didn't take me back when I became a Christian.
他却把我放在了一个教会当中。
But he placed me in a church.
地上的教会其实都不完全。
And there's no perfect church on earth.
我们有各种各样的问题。
We all have different issues.
是什么事情可以叫我们团结起来呢？
What kind of thing can unify us?
其中一个必须要做的事情就是基督的大使命。
And so the most important thing is a great commandment.
就是传神的福音。
Share the gospel.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我不知道你有没有跟别人两个两个的搭配去出去传过福音。
Have you ever partnered with someone to share gospel to others?
你们可能你们的关系会更破裂。
And so then you
更破裂。
Yeah, 更破碎。
Oh, so you might have an even more broken relationship.
但是如果你持续的跟这个人出去传福音，
But if you continue to partner with this person,
你们的关系会被重建。
And your relationship will be rebuilt.
而且是基于福音的重建。
Because you all have a passion for the gospel.
你们不再是吃吃喝喝的朋友。
And you no longer just eat and drink.
你们会真实的愿意建立在神的话语上的关系。
And you will treasure to build relationship in God's words.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，如果我们的教会是一个同心合意的教会，
If our church is a church in unity.
我们神一定会将得救的人加给我们。
God will add more people to our church.
你相信吗？
Do you believe that?
盼望我们能够真正的在基督的里面同心合一。
So we continue to have a one mind in Christ.
我们要爱心相同，意念相同。
We need to have a like-minded and then one spirit.
叫神的恩典和怜悯在我们的中间不断的被彰显出来。
So his glory can be manifest.
我接下来要分享第二个部分。
The second part.
为所信的福音甘心受苦。
Are you willing to suffer for the gospel?
腓立比书一章十三到十四节的经文说，以致我受的捆锁，在狱营全军和其余的人中，已经明显为基督的缘故。
As a result, it become clear throughout the whole palace.God and to everyone else that I am in chains for Christ.
并且那在主里的弟兄多半因我受的捆锁就笃信不疑，越发放胆传神的道，无所畏惧。
Because of my chains, most of the brothers and sisters have become confident in the Lord and dare all the more to proclaim the gospel without fear.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们为福音受苦的时候，其他的人会看得见。
So when we suffer for the gospel, other people will see it.
他会有不同的反应。
They may have a different response.
但是圣灵所引导的人，他会越发放胆传神的福音。
As for whoever led by the Holy Spirit will continue to proclaim the gospel without fear.
从我来到这里，有很多的人问我很多的问题。
So since I came here, a lot of people ask me a lot of questions.
有的是为了要看我的能力如何，有的是要看我的经历如何。
And some people see whether I'm a capable person or not, and some people ask about my experience.
但是很多的问题都关于国内的教会。
And a lot of questions have to do related to the church in China.
我想要告诉大家的是，如果你是国内的家庭教会的话。
And if you are the underground church,
在最近几年，我们会经常经历一种情况。
And very often we experience a similar experience.
就是当你正在聚会的时候。
And very all of a sudden when you get together,
几个警察会进来。
And the police will come.
把你的长老牧师带走。
And to take away the elder and deacons.
要登记你所有信徒的信息。
And they will actually take all the information from the people who attend the church.
各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个场景是不是很熟悉？
Are you familiar with that?
当在最后的晚餐的时候，主耶稣基督和使徒们聚在一起。
The Last Supper, when the Christ was sitting with his disciples.
大祭司的人就来把他们的主带走。
And the priests, the people seized all of them.
我们的救主就为他们死在十字架上。
And our Lord died on the cross for those people as well.
各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹，福音是必须经过苦难。
And so the gospel sometimes will go through suffering.
如果你去传福音，你会经历重重困难。
Sometimes you're facing multiple difficulties.
如果你总是关上自己的门，过自己的世界，你不会碰到类似的困难。
So if you close the door, living your own world, you are never facing those difficulties.
刚才我们在主日学的时候有一个 training.
And earlier we had one training in Sunday school.
我们可能多多少少有一点点的体会。
And so we probably taste some of the things might happen.
当你去传福音的时候，别人拒绝你。
And when we share the gospel, people reject you.
可能一次两次你觉得还可以。
And so you've been rejected once or twice. Oh, that's okay.
如果你被二十个人拒绝过呢
？But you've been rejected by 20 people.
如果你预备的很好，但是你请的人不来呢
？And so if you prepare, but the people you invite refuse to come.
如果在你传福音的过程当中，他开始挑战你的信仰。
Oh, so when you share the gospel, that person challenges your faith.
如果他说一些亵渎的话关于你的上帝。
And then he really degrades what you're talking about.
如果他开始向你传扬他所信的东西。
And then he starts sharing what he believes.
这些都是常常会发生的事情。
And those things happen over and over again.
福音必须经历苦难。
And gospel sometimes very often goes through suffering.
这苦难不是我们自己的苦难。
It's not the suffering for ourselves.
而是耶稣基督在十字架上的苦难。
And this is Jesus Christ already experienced.
我们看腓立比的教会付上了什么代价。
Let's see what the Philippian church, that what kind of price they have paid for.
在腓立比书二章二十六节二十七节。
So in chapter 2, 26 to 27.
他很想念你们众人，并且极其难过，因为你们听见他病了。
He longed for all of you and is distressed because you heard he was ill.
他实在是病了，几乎要死，然而神怜悯他。不但连续他，也连续我，免得我忧上加忧。
He was ill and almost died, but God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but also on me, to spare me sorrow upon sorrow.
这个他指的是以巴弗提。
Is a Epaphroditus, 以巴弗提佛文。
Yeah, 以巴弗提。他是一个可能我们不太熟悉的名字。
You might not be familiar with his name.
我们的翻译可能不太知道他的名字是什么，但是我要告诉大家的是，他其实是腓立比教会的领袖。
He is the leader of the church.
在腓立比书里面说，你们的教会就是腓立比的教会。
And talk about your church, talk about the church of Philippi.
除了你们以外，没有别的教会在金钱上支持我们团队。
Beside your church, no other church support us financially.
你要知道。保罗整个的宣教团队并不是仅仅是保罗自己。
And the Paul's team is not only Paul is himself.
还有巴拿巴。
And there's a Barnabas.
还有马可、提多、提摩太。
And there's many people in that team.
还有路加，还有其他的人。
And there's so many people on the team.
所以只有这一个教会在支持他们。
This is the only church are supporting the team.
这也是出现在腓立比书里面的内容。
And talk about that in this letter.
不仅如此。 他们不断地到处去找保罗的宣教团队。
And so beside that, they continue, beside the support, they continue to look after that team.
你到哪里，我的奉献就追到哪里。
So wherever you go, then the financial support will go there.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们可以想想，在保罗的年代，这是很不容易的事情。
And this is really difficult in Paul's era.
我们当时没有手机，也没有其他的通讯方式。
And we have no smartphone or no other way to communicate.
你从保罗自己的经历，他从耶路撒冷被带到意大利去，经历了很多的难处。
He facing a lot of difficulty from Jerusalem to Italy.
他有江湖的危险，盗贼的危险，甚至几次都几乎要死。
There's so many times that he was robbed and almost died.
所以你可以想象，这位以巴弗提，他居然带着钱，一直找，一直找，找到了意大利。
So you can imagine this leader of this church continue look for Paul and.Continue to support him.
并且他在监狱里面找到了保罗。
So he found Paul in the jail.
他生了很严重的病。
And he was very ill.
几乎要死。
And almost died.
保罗也以为他要死。
And Paul thought this leader was going to die.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，传福音并不是一件容易的事情。
Preaching gospel is not easy.
你真的认为仅仅是讲几句话的吗？
Do you think you just say few words?
我们的教会有没有迫切的盼望，愿意为这样的事工来付上代价
？So does our church have such a desire, want to pray and pay the price for gospel?
我要提醒大家，如果我们把我们教会的门关起来，是件容易的事情。
I want to remind you, it's easy to close the door of the church.
我们在国内的家庭教会也是这样，他们要保持他们的门打开。
And so in China, we continue to try to open the door.
为什么
？Why？
因为福音是给所有人。
Because gospel for everyone。
我们当然知道警察会进来。
We know police might come。
我们当然会知道可能牧师会长老会被带走。
We know our elder may be taken away。
但是教会应该是给所有人。
But church is for everyone。
神的福音是给所有的人。
Gospel is for everyone。
这些代价本身就是我们跟随基督的代价。
And this price is a follower we need to pay.
如果我们不为福音受苦，我们就会为别的事情受苦。
If we do not want to suffer for the gospel, we will suffer for something else.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这不是一个完美的世界。
This is not a perfect world.
或许你觉得这里的天气很好。
You maybe say, wow, we have great weather here.
但是我相信以后在天堂的生活会更好。
But I believe that the heavens are even much better.
但是我们只要活在这个世界上，我们就有暂时的苦难。
And once we live on this earth, we will have a temporary suffering.
问题不是你要不要受苦难，而是这苦难是什么。
And so it's not whether you're willing to suffer or not, is we need to understand what is it.
你相信当你为福音受苦的时候，神会加倍的奉还给你们。
You know that when you suffer for the gospel, that God will pay you double or triple.
我在刚才训练的时候提醒大家，你90%是会被拒绝的。
I remind you earlier that 90% time you may be rejected.
但是就算你被拒绝
，even you being rejected，
你的恩典也不会少。
But your blessing will never be less.
你所传福音的对象他可能不听。
And your target may not want to listen.
但是圣经说这恩典就归你。
But that blessing is given to you.
各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我们都需要为福音付代价。
We have to pay a price for the gospel.
这是我们的使命。
And this is our mission.
大家还记得主耶稣基督的教导吗
？Do you remember God's teaching？
若有人要跟随我，就当背起他自己的十字架。
If you want to follow me, you need to carry your cross to follow me.
背起你的十字架来跟随我。
And carry your cross to follow me.
这是一个神圣的呼召。
And this is a holy calling.
它不仅仅是给牧者、给长老的。
It's not only for the pastor and the elder.
而是给我们教会当中每一个肢体。
It's also calling for every one of us.
有的人可能很擅长去跟别人交通。
And sometimes people are very good communicating with other people.
有的人很擅长祷告。
And some people are good at praying.
有的人很擅长做一些支持的服事。
And some people are very good at supporting others.
所以在我们昨天的分享中，我们是彼此需要的。
And we need each other.
我们是彼此需要的。
We need each other.
当我们真正合一的时候，我们就成为了一个整体。
And so when we truly unify, we are become one body.
我们才能更好、更有效地来传扬福音。
We can be more effective, sharing the gospel.
一个人的力量终究是有限的。
And one person is very limited.
所以不仅是这样，我们要不断地成为一个合一的教会，好将福音传出去。
And so we need to continue to unify ourselves so we can share the gospel.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们都要为福音受苦。
We will suffer for the gospel.
我要问你，在你的祷告事项当中，有没有那些还未信的人
？In your prayer items, do you pray for those people who have not accepted Jesus Christ?
如果没有这样的潜在的福音对象，你就应该在神的面前悔改了。
And so you don't have the potential target. You need to confess to the Lord.
因为你没有遵行神的福音的大使命。
Because you will not follow His great commandment.
我们来看一下基督的榜样。
And let's look at Christ's examples.
腓立比书二章五节和八节说：“你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。”
Philippians chapter 2, 5 and 8.In your relationship with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus.
既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
So being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death.
我们要跟随主耶稣基督，就是背着十字架，谦卑地跟随他。
So we want to follow Jesus Christ, we have to carry the cross.
你有没有想过，神呼召你，主耶稣基督呼召你，并不是为了你的个人幸福
，And so Jesus called you not because your personal happiness，
而是为了他的国度
，Because for His kingdom，
而是为了他的教会
，Is for His church。
当我们真实的活在基督的里面的时候
，So when we really live in Christ，
你会明白我在说什么
，You understand what I'm talking about。
我们真实的跟随他，才有真实的幸福。
If we truly follow him, we will have a true happiness.
我盼望你们当中每一个人都成为能够服侍别人的人。
I want every one of you that learn how to serve others.
那都能够成为那点着的灯。
And become the light, can shining light.
都成为福音的管道。
And become a channel of the gospel.
我们真实的跟随主的人，盼望你们都要如此。
True followers need to do that.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters.
我们不是为自己活。
We're not living for ourselves.
我们或生或死，总是主的人。
Whether we live or die, we belong to Christ.
这个世界将要过去了。
And this world will be over.
主耶稣基督的脚步近了。
And His footsteps near.
当他来的时候，他要怎么样评价你在地上的生活呢
？When He comes.How he's going to judge what you have, how you have lived.
你还记得十个童女的比喻吗
？Do you remember those 10 virgins?
所以我们不是为自己活。
We're not living for ourselves.
是存心顺服，以至于跟随基督。
We are humble ourselves to follow God.
第三个部分是为福音多结果子。
So the next part is talking about bear more fruits for the gospel.
腓立比书一章九到十一节说。我所祷告的就是要你们的爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多。
Philippians chapter 1, 9 to 11. And this is my prayer that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depths of insight.
使你们能分辨是非做诚实无过的人直到基督的日子。
So that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ.
并靠着耶稣基督结满了仁义的果子叫荣耀称赞归于神。
Filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and the praise of God.
我们先思考一个问题，就是既然是爱心，为什么需要知识和见识，还要多而又多呢
？So when we talk about love, why do we need more knowledge and depth of insight?
其实这里面的知识，我们下一页的slide.
So let's while we talk about the knowledge.
在原文当中，它不是中性的知识。
It's not just regular word, the regular word knowledge.
呀、yeah, ，我有投出来，这是希腊原文里面的这个字。
This is a Greek word.
它其实是精确的或者对的知识。
It talks about precise and extremely accurate word.
呀、yeah, ，它其实常常跟神的道连在一起。这个
It's a connect with God's words.
也就是说，当你去出去传福音的时候，为基督做见证的时候
，When you share gospel and giving the testimony，
你所传的究竟是什么
What are you sharing?
这是保罗为他们祷告的内容，说你们的爱心要在知识和见识上多而又多。
So you said you need to be you have abound more and more in knowledge and depths of insight.
所以你们要不断的结出来果子。
And so you can bear more fruits.
我们常常讲到果子的时候，好像讲的是那些信的人，那些接受的人。
And so when we talk about fruit, we talk about the people who already accept Christ.
但至少在这里，保罗是说你们在知识和见识上要多而又多。
But here the fruit talk about knowledge.
我们所传的究竟是什么？
So what are we sharing? What are we preaching?
在路加福音24:44说，耶稣对他们说，我就是，这就是我从前与你们同在之时所告诉你们的话，摩西的律法，先知的书和圣和诗篇上所记的，凡指着我的话都必须应验。
So Luke 24:44, he said to them, this is why I told you why I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets and the Psalms.
也许你可能说，哦，他好像漏掉了一些旧约的经文。
So maybe you're here missing some of the verse from the Old Testament.
但是我要告诉你的是，其实犹太人的圣经就是旧约圣经，它不是按照我们今天的顺序排布的。
And so the for the Jews, that Old Testament is not same as ours.
所以他们的顺序就是这个顺序，摩西的律法、先知的书、诗篇上所记的。
And so just follow this, talk about written the law of Moses and prophet and the Psalms.
所以在犹太人的圣经里面，在犹太人的旧约圣经当中
，the Old Testament among Jews.
约书亚记其实是前先知书的一部分。
Joshua is a part of the prophets.
我在这里是要引用这个来告诉你，主耶稣基督说，所有旧约的圣经都是指向我的。
So all the words that all the verses in the Old Testament all point to me.
所以什么是对的和精确的知识呢
？So what is the precise and accurate?
你要透过整本圣经来传扬福音。
It's through the entire Bible.
你要透过整本无论是新约旧约的圣经，就像使徒行传18:28里面说的，在众人面前 极有能力驳倒犹太人，引圣经证明耶稣是基督。
So it's also including the Old Testament and New Testament, just like Acts 18:28, for he vigorously refused his Jewish opponents in public debate, proving from the scripture that Jesus was the Messiah.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们需要好好的来在神的话语上扎根。
We really need the foundation in God's words.
你会碰到各种各样的阻拦。
You will meet a lot of barriers.
你需要神的话。
You need God's words.
你需要用神的话来告诉他耶稣是弥赛亚。
You need to use God's word to tell other people that He is Messiah.
我告诉你，圣经或者说神的道是圣灵的宝剑。
And so the Bible is the sword of God.
你会发现，当你在传福音的时候，你自己的话语是没什么能力。
And sometimes when you share your own word, it's powerless.
刚才我们训练了所谓的我们的个人的见证。
When we share the personal testimony earlier.
但其实传福音的时候，它并不是主体。
But that is not the thing.
而其实神的话才是主体。
God's word is the thing.
有很多的经文需要你背下来。
And a lot of verses you need to memorize.
需要你能够解释的清楚明白。
And you need to interpret clearly.
需要你在传福音的时候知道他内心里面为什么拒绝。
And so you understand why this person is rejecting.
所以你需要找到合适的经文来 touch 他的心。
So you need to find the appropriate verse that to touch his heart.
这是在传福音当中最有效的武器。
This is the most effective weapon.
我要再跟大家说，圣经是圣灵的宝剑。
So Bible is a sword of the Holy Spirit.
所以当你想要用圣灵的能力来传扬福音的时候，圣经是不可或缺的。
So if you want to share the gospel through the Holy Spirit, you have to know God's words.
那么见识有什么作用？
So what about insight?
保罗为什么说你们要在见识上也要多而又多？
And so why do you need more of the insight?
各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹，传福音是一场属灵征战。
It's a spiritual battle.
传福音是属灵征战。
And so sharing the gospel is a spiritual battle.
我们不仅仅在讨论地上的事情。
We're not talking about earthly things.
当你进入要开始讲福音的环节，
And once you talk about gospel,
你就已经置身于属灵战场。
And so that is a spiritual battle.
所以在灵后的10:4-5说， 我们征战的兵器本不是属血气的，乃是在神面前有能力，可以攻破坚固的营垒。
So 2 Corinthians chapter 10, 4 to 5, talk about the weapon we fight with are not the weapon of the world. On the contrary, they have a divine power to demolish strongholds.
将各样的计谋、各样拦阻人认识神的那些自高之事一概攻破了。又将人所有的心意夺回，使他都顺服基督。
We demolish arguments and every pretensions that set itself up against the knowledge of God. We take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ.
当你出去传福音的时候，你会遇见各种各样不同类型的拒绝。
And so when you are sharing the gospel, you're going to face all different kinds of rejections.
那我要告诉你的是，人心里面的拒绝来自于不同的。无论是哲学，无论是神学，无论是他们的信仰。
And so they have all different reasons to reject.
见识是非常重要的。
But the insight is extremely important.
真正有见识的人会知道他心里面真，你所潜在的福音对象，他心里真实所想的是什么。
So when you have the insight, you know what is that person thinking about.
有的人嘴上是这样说，但他心里想的并不一样。
Sometimes they just say it on their lips, but they don't think, they think differently.
可能你需要从他的只言片语里面你知道说哦，他原来受了康德的影响。
And so you may be able to capture that. It may be affected by a philosopher.
哦，原来他是一个无神论者。
Oh yeah, because he's an atheist.
哦，可能他是一个怀疑论者。
He's a doubter.
他是各种各样的，可能他是一个多神论者。
And maybe he believes in multiple gods.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brother and sister，
我们需要求神给我们。这样的见识
，We need to ask God, pray that to have more insight.
我们才能攻破那个坚固的营垒。
So we can demolish the stronghold.
如果你完全不知道他的世界
，You do not know his world.
你们之间的沟通的话题可能就没有了。
You have no basis for your communication.
传福音是属灵的征战
，It's a spiritual battle.
是在人的心里面贴身肉搏。
And so we are really fighting in their heart.
我们一定是受到了某种思想的影响。
We all are being affected by certain thoughts.
当他有这样的心意向你打开的时候，这就是你的机会。
When he is willing to open his heart, and that is your opportunity.
所以你需要祷告。
You have to pray.
求神给你见识。
And to ask God to give you the insight.
找到合适的经文。
And find the appropriate verses.
可以击中他心中所想。
That can really write to his heart.
需要找到他的薄弱之处。
And you have to find his weak area.
好使他都顺服基督。
Then how, so he can be obedient to Christ.
下一页的 slide.见识其实对于福音还有另外一个作用。
Their insight to the gospel has another factor.
要防备犬类。
And so beware of dogs.
在一章第十节说，使你们能分辨是非，做诚实无过的人，直到基督的日子。
So Philippians chapter 1:10 says that you are able to discern what is best.
三章二到三节说，应当防备犬类，防备作恶的，防备妄自行歌的。
Philippians chapter 3:2-3 that you need to watch out for those dogs, those evildoers, those mutilators of the flesh.
因为真受割礼的乃是我们这以神的灵敬拜，在基督耶稣里夸口不靠着肉体的。
So for is who are the circumcision, we who serve God by His Spirit, who boast in Christ Jesus, and who put no confidence in the flesh.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当你真的去传扬福音的时候。
When you share the gospel with people,
当教会要为基督做见证的时候
when you want to witness the church,
我敢说你会碰到各种各样的异端
and you're going to see you're facing many cults.
你之所以还没有碰到那么多的异端，可能是因为你传的福音太少了
Maybe you have not facing a lot of cults because you have not really shared gospel with others.
有的人会在你传福音的时候向你传他的福音
and many, when you share gospel, they will share their gospel.
我在过往的这些年的服事当中碰见了各种各样的异端
I've been facing so many different cults
有的我认识有的我不认识
Some of them I'm familiar with Some I was not
有的人他企图掩盖他自己所传给你的东西
And sometimes people will maybe cover up what he want to share with you
我告诉大家哈，如果你把它看成是一场属灵的征战的话
If you are just perceived as a spiritual battle
你跟那个向你传福音的人好像决斗一样。
And you're almost like you guys are battling and fighting.
你们两个只能存下来一个。
And only one person will survive.
特别是那些传异端的人，他会缠着你不停地说。
And especially with people preaching the cult, he will continue. They are very persistent.
我曾经碰见过比我对神的话语更熟悉的人向我传异端。
And so I have met a person that who know God's words more than I did, and the preaching the sharing the cults with me.
他上来第一句话就跟我说，你是不是读圣经？
And the first word he asked me is, "Do you read Bible?"
我说是的，我读圣经。
Yes, I do read Bible.
我告诉你，如果你回答你不读圣经
，If you answers I don't read Bible,
他会对你不感兴趣。
He actually is not interested in you.
他向你传的就是因为你读圣经，他要来误导你。
So he want to mislead you, since you read Bible.
他就问我说，你知不知道但以理书里面所说的七个七是什么？
And so do you understand the 7-7 in the book of Daniel?
那七十个七是什么你知道吗？
What's the 70 times 7?
我说不知道。
And if I say my answer, no, I don't.
然后他就把他的本子拿出来。
So he will have a booklet show.
里边有很多的圣经。
There's a lot filled with the Bible verses.
然后他不停地算，不停地说。
And they continue to count and continue to say.
最终给我一个答案，就是主耶稣基督第二次已经来了。
And the answer is that God's Jesus Christ's second coming is already came.
然后我很紧张，我说为什么我不知道？
I was like, oh, how come I didn't know?
他说你不知道是不是？
So you don't know.
让我告诉你。
Let me tell you.
接下来就是他的内容。
So then he starts sharing what his gospel.
我告诉大家，其实对于当时的我来说是非常危险的。
And I was really in a dangerous situation.
因为我不知道他是什么人。
Because I have no idea what kind of person he was.
我的圣经基础也不牢固。
My foundation of Bible was not solid.
我非常有可能会跟着他走。
There's a very good possibility that I'll be misled by him.
我们当中，在我的团契当中，也有人是跟着他们走的。
And so actually, there are people in our fellowship actually left with them.
等他们出来之后，跟我们说。他们对神的话语非常熟悉。
And so that person when come out of that organization say they know God's words very well.
他们查圣经非常的详尽。
And they really study God's words in detail.
他们讲话好像非常有权柄。
And they seem to have a lot of authority when they speak.
你没有办法质疑。
And it's no questionable.
我告诉你，如果你在这样的环境当中被洗了几天的话，你就成为他们的一部分。
So if you're in that environment being brainwashed for a few days, you will join them.
当这样的肢体重新回到我们当中的时候，它依然受到影响。
And so those people would then start coming back. They've been affected tremendously.
所以我们要防备犬类，对我来说是一个真实的经历。
So it's a true that experience that be aware of dogs.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，如果你不防备
，If you not be aware，
当你去传福音的时候，你可能会被带走。
So then when you share gospel, you may be led by others.
你如果没有见识，你会随从他们的信仰。
And so if you have no insight, you will follow what they preach.
今天的教会有这样的见识吗？
Is our church have this such insight?
今天传福音的教会有这样的见识吗？
Does the church that preach gospel have this such insight?
我其实在过往这些年里面有碰见各种各样的异端。
So I've been facing so many different types of cults.
有的非常贴近你的信仰。
And some of them very close to what we believe.
所以我要告诉你，真正对基督教有破坏力的异端都是跟你非常类似的。
So some of the cults that have the most destructive power are very similar to what we preach.
如果他上来就跟你说我们不用信十字架，你当然就知道了。
And if it's we don't believe in the cross, then you know there's something wrong.
但我听过一个宣教士讲过说，他其实不需要这样做。
So I heard one missionary saying this. No, they don't need to do that.
他只要把你的眼目从十字架挪开一点点就可以了。
They just need to remove your eyesight away a little bit away from the cross.
他当时跟我描述是只要挪开两度就可以了。
And maybe two steps from the cross.
你就不再是基督徒了。
You're no longer a Christian.
你就已经跟随他们了。
You start follow them.
你可能就变成了耶和华见证人。
You are Jehovah's Witness.
你可能变成了其他什么异端。
And belong to other cults.
比如说韩国的那个什么大地母亲教。
And so there's some cults in Korea.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，是十分危险的。
It's so dangerous.
我们要在知识和见识上多结果子。
We have to bear fruits in knowledge and insight.
对整个教会来说也是这样。
So the whole church is the same.
所以我们需要不断的 training.
So we need to have continual 训练。
不断的在主里面的训练。
We need to continue to train God's words.
不断的在真实传福音的时候，好好的为自己祷告。
We need to pray for ourselves when we share the gospel.
以免我们中了那恶者的诡计。
So that to avoid that fall into the trick.
保罗说我们并非不知道他的诡计。
It's not we don't know those tricks.
我们之所以知道，所以我们不留任何的缝隙给他们。
So we will not leave any opportunity for evil.
这是非常重要的。
That is so important.
我们的教会如果我们要敞开自己，
Our church willing to open ourselves.
我们就需要保护自己。
We also need to protect ourselves.
而真正的知识和见识都是来自于神。
So knowledge and insight coming from God.
这是我们需要为自己、为教会来祷告的。
So that's why we need to pray for ourselves and pray for the church.
接下来我有几个建议。
I have a few suggestions.
为了福音多结知识和见识的果子。
How can we bear more fruits for the gospel?
第一个建议呢，就是我们需要浸泡在神的话语里。
So we really need to soak in God's words.
我用的是这个词，叫做浸泡在神的话语里。
We soak.
我知道很多基督徒，他们在新年的时候都会立一些志向。
And we know a lot of Christians have a New Year resolution.
在我信主的前几年，可能跟大家一样。
And I did the same thing, just like you did.
我们可以玩笑的话来说。我们叫做出了埃及进不了迦南。
And jokingly that you exiled Egypt but never entered the Canaan.
有的时候我们可能倒闭在利未记。
So we actually fall even before that.
可能我们倒闭在民数记。
And so the stopped at the Numbers.
好不容易熬到了申命记。
So we finally get to the Deuteronomy.
你会发现怎么说过的又说了一遍。
So we said, oh.Why things has been repeated again?
哦，这就是它题目的名称，叫做《生命记》。
So that's the Deuteronomy.
你会不断的在那些利未记的五记期间当中迷失自己。
You very often that start get lost in a particular book.
这跟我有什么关系呢
？What does that have to do with me?
太困难了，如果让我读神的话语。
It's so difficult when I read God's words.
我要告诉大家，其实我第一次读完一整遍的圣经是被别人强迫的。
And actually was forced by others to finish the entire Bible.
他们总是拉我坐在一起，然后就一人一节的来读。
So they were trying to drag me reading the Bible together.
我很想逃，但是逃不掉。
I tried to run away, but I couldn't.
我的组长很负责任，他把我抓回来。
My group leader was always bring me back.
他说你有没有读完一遍圣经呢
？Have you finished one reading the Bible once?
那我很诚实的说我没有。
That was very honest. No, I have not.
所以今天我要告诉大家，如果你是某某人的组长
，So I'm really say if you are particularly the leader of a group,
你需要用你的权柄来敦促他读完圣经。
So you need to use your authority to encourage people to finish Bible.
如果你是已经读过圣经的人
，So if you have finished once,
你不断的要在真理里面扎根。
You will continue rooting God's words.
你进到越深，越知道神的恩典。
The more you soak, you know, understand God's words more.
第二个建议呢，就是我们不断的需要练习用神的话来传福音。
We need to practice preach the gospel with God's words.
你需要找到你传福音的对象。
You need to find the target that you want to share the gospel with.
在你的表格里面，你已经为他祷告了一段时间。
And you have a little spreadsheet. You have been praying for that person for a while.
你已经制定了一个计划，他已经到了你的面前。
So you have a plan that this person has come to you.
接下来你开始要传福音给他。
Now you want to share the gospel.
你会突然发现大脑一片空白。
And all of a sudden you are blank.
Okay, 我接下来应该说什么
？What should I say?
两者之间的连接是什么？
So what's the connection between those two?
怎么样从第一个点转到第二个点
？How I transition from the first point to the second point?
他现在的问题，我是需要立刻回答他，还是应该往后拖一拖
？Should I respond to his question immediately?
这些都是常常碰见的问题。
And those are the something you encounter very frequently.
所以我们需要不断的练习。
So we need practice over and over again.
你所有的传福音的对象都是你练习的对象。
And so.Every person you share the gospel is the person you need practice.
你需要一个 partner， 需要不断的跟他来练习。
So you need to have a partner to do it together.
你们需要出去找到人跟他来传福音。
You need to go out to find people to share the gospel.
我刚才前面可能已经讲过，就是你当你越传福音的时候，你就会越会传。
And so I said, the more pressure you have, the better you get.
当你越打开自己的心，你就越容易打开自己的心。
And so the more you open your heart, the easier for you to open your heart.
第三个建议呢，就是我们要祷告。
And the thirdly, that we need to pray to the Lord.
知识和见识并不是凭空产生的。
And the knowledge and the insight just doesn't come from nowhere.
但是我们的主是无限智慧的。
But our God's infinity.
当你向他祷告，他并不斥责你。
So when you ask, he never rebuke you.
他会将真正属灵的知识和见识赐给你。
He will give you the knowledge and the wisdom.
我可以向你做见证，我不知道有多少次那个突然出现在我脑子里面的话并不是我自己的。
And I can share that with you. There's so often the words that I spoke was not the words I originally planned.
它就是出现在我脑子里。
And it just came to me.
就像圣经所说的，你不用预备自己说什么。
So you don't need to prepare what you need to say.
圣灵将当讲的话放在你口中。
And the Holy Spirit will give those words to you.
这个时候很奇妙的是，你会成为第三者。
And very often you become the third person.
好像圣灵只是借着你的口跟这个人对话。
And it's like the Holy Spirit just through you to speak to that person.
很奇妙的是，他的心就软下来了。
Amazing, that person becomes softer.
虽然你以前很努力，但他从来没有这样过。
Even though that you tried so hard before, that never happened like this.
但是当圣灵借着你的口来向他传讲的时候，
when the Holy Spirit used you.To share the gospel.
他里面破碎的心就被显出来了。
His broken heart will reveal.
所以这是很奇妙的。
That is an amazing thing.
这需要祷告。
We need to pray.
第四个呢，我们要读书，读好书，以圣经来批判你所读的书。
We should read and read good books and judge the book you read by the Bible.
你需要明白别人的世界。
And you need to understand other people's world.
你知不知道他的思想并不仅仅来自于他。
And so his thinking and thoughts are not only coming from him.
可能是来自于某个希腊的哲学家。
And maybe influenced by the Greek philosopher.
或者是亚里士多德，或者是其他人。
Like Aristotle or some other philosopher.
或者是卡尔马克思，或者是其他人。
Or some others.
所以你要明白，当他有这样的思想出来的时候，也许这就是真实的，你可以去批判他，用神的话语来建立他的时候。
And so that will be the opportunity you use God's words that to share with them.
所以为了传福音，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们需要了解别人的世界。
So in order to preach gospel, you need to understand other people's world.
在这个建议里面，很重要的是你要用圣经来批判你所读的书。
The most important, you need to judge the book you read by the Bible.
我再说，它是一场属灵征战。
It's a spiritual battle.
你有可能会受到书的影响。
And you may be losing.
尤其是那些不信的人写的东西
especially that people written by the non-believers
它可能会影响了你的世界观
and maybe it will change your worldview
这个世界不断的被虚假的东西影响
and this world has been influenced by the fake things
我们读书的目的其实并不是要受它的影响而是要批判它的思想
and so when we read books is not being influenced by those books as able to discern
下一个建议呢，是我们要观察人。
We have to learn how to observe people.
是时候把你的手机放下。
It's time to put your smartphone away.
当你开车出去，或者是在餐厅吃饭的时候。
When you go out to eat in a restaurant.
当你跟你的邻居交流的时候。
When you communicate with your neighbors.
当你跟你的朋友有一些聚会的时候。
When you get together with your friends.
你要留心观察他到底在想什么。
We really pay attention to see what.They are thinking.
他的思想的核心是什么
What is their core value?
如果神给你见识的话，你会明白他心里面真正的渴望是什么。
So if you the God give you the insight, you will understand what that person wants.
我告诉你，如果你真的明白他心中所思所想的，那么对你传福音来说是非常有利的。
If you understand what that person is thinking, that will really help you share the gospel.
Okay, 最后一个建议就是我们要用圣经来否定自我。
We need to use the Bible to deny ourselves.
可能当你去做了以上一切所有的
，What we have done, everything we listed above,
你会发现你还是传不了。
And sometimes we still feel we're not effective.
你还是会被拒绝。
We're still being rejected.
你还是会不断的经历挫折。
We continue to experience frustrations.
那我要提醒你，这时候你的自我就会抬头。
And this that yourself will be elevated.
你会问自己，我这么做有意义吗
？Is that worth it to do it?
我还要不要约他喝下一杯咖啡
？Should I still continue to have a coffee with this person?
这个人已经让我很生气了，因为他刚才来亵渎我的神。
And so this person made me so angry already.
我还要下一次谈话吗？
Do I still need to talk to that person again?
我已经向我的家人传了很多次了，他仍然是不信。
I have shared the gospel with so many times with my family.
可能在我的印象里面，他可能到坟墓他也不会信。
I don't think he's going to believe that until he died.
这些自我不断的来到你的面前。
And so those your own self continue, you experience that.
我告诉大家，很多的宣教士在他所宣教的场合里面待不过两年，有这个原因在里面。
And so many missionaries cannot survive after 2 years because they cannot pass this.
长期的宣教士是非常少的。
And the long-term missionaries is very, very rare.
除了当然有很多的因素，包括他的经济，包括有没有人牧养他等等的相应的这些东西。
There's a lot of factors that involve maybe like a financial support.
我们人的能力是非常有限的，当你被拒绝过多的时候，你就会。垮下来。
We have a limited ability. Very often, once being rejected over and over again, we just give up.
我要提醒你的是，这是所谓的我们的自我。
And this is our own self, ego.
你要传福音吗？
Do you want to share gospel?
你的脸皮要很厚。
You need to have a thick skin.
你的自我要很小。
And your ego need to be very small.
被拒绝之后呢，你仍然会笑。
And being rejected, you still have a smile on your face.
被别人否定，被别人挑战的时候，你仍然心平气和。
People deny you or challenge you, that you're still very calm.
你会仍然用基督的眼光来看他。
You still have the perspective of Christ to look at that person.
你仍然会可怜他的灵魂。
You still have that compassion for his soul.
你心里会不断的告诉自己，这个人的灵魂要去到哪里。
And you will continue to ask yourself, where is his soul going to go?
我需要更多的为他祷告吧。
I need to continue to pray for that person.
你需要为你家人有更多的祷告。
And you need to pray for your family.
为你的邻居，为你的朋友有更多的祷告。
More prayer for your neighbors and your
friends. 如果你真正的想把福音带给他们，
you continue to share the gospel with them.
你必须否定自我。
You have to learn to deny yourself.
最后一点点结语。
The conclusion.
我们要为福音奔跑。
We need to press on for the gospel.
腓立比书三章十三十四节说：“弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。”
So Philippians chapter 3:13-14, brother and sister, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I'm sure: forgetting what is behind, I straining toward what is ahead.
向着标杆直跑。要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
你在神的面前不要说自己是年长。
And don't say you are elder in front of God.
也不要说自己是年幼的。
And don't say I'm the youngster.
我们需要不断地为福音奔跑。
We need to continue move forward for the gospel.
也许在你一生当中不断的有人来拒绝你。
And maybe you've been rejected over and over again in your life.
我要告诉你的是，他并不是拒绝你，而是拒绝基督。
But you gotta remember, he's not rejecting you; he's rejecting God.
他并不是逼迫你，而是逼迫基督。
He's not persecuting you; he's persecuting God.
我们的奖赏是在基督里。
And so our prize is in the Christ.
我在说，这世界都将过去。
The world will be over.
我们在地上的财产一块钱也不能带到天国去。
We cannot even take $1 to heaven.
如果你仔细研究过在圣经里面的天堂，
If you really study what is described heaven in the Bible,
你会知道说天堂是用金金来装饰它的墙面。
And so you talk about is the gold that decorating the heaven.
宝石是用来铺地的。
And so the jewels are laying on the floor is on the floor.
我们会穿过珍珠做成的门进到天国。
We will enter a gate that decorated with pearls.
今天地上人梦寐追求的其实只是天堂的装饰物。
And so what we really eager to get actually just only decoration in heaven.
所以我告诉你，那些在天国一点都不重要。
So for in heaven, those are not important at all.
我们的奖赏。是在基督里。
Our prize is in God.
你会，请你来思想，主耶稣基督问彼得说：“你爱我吗？”
Just like Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?"
如果今天也来问你， 主耶稣问你说你爱我吗？
Jesus is going to ask you, do you love me?
你愿意背起十字架来跟随我吗？
Are you willing to carry the cross to follow him?
你愿意承担这样的大使命吗？
Are you willing to bear this great commandment?
我们的教会愿不愿意同心合意的在神的大使命当中？
So our church willing to preach the gospel in one accord?
愿神。
Ask God to please help us.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢赞美你。
Dearly Heavenly Father, we want to thank you.
求你使我们知道，我们领受了这福音的好处，不仅仅为了自己。
So we just received this wonderful salvation, not only for ourselves.
我们都缺乏知识和见识。
We very lack of the knowledge and the insight.
同时，我们也缺乏爱心。
Sometimes we lack of love.
求你帮助我们。
Please help us.
愿你使我们冰冷的心可以重新的火热起来。
So our heart that has been cold continue to really have a fervent heart for you.
主啊，在我们中间若有还没有接受你的人，求你来帮助他。
And so for people who have not accepted you, that continue to help them.
愿圣灵真实的在他里面动工，使他能够真实的被改变。
So Holy Spirit will continue to move in their hearts.
我们都知道说若人不信靠你他的灵魂要去到哪里
We all know that if we do not trust in you that where's our soul will go
求你打开我们每一个人属灵的眼睛
Continue to open our spiritual eyes
看见那些孤苦无依的灵魂
And to see those ones that have not known you
那些在软弱当中还不信靠你的人
They are weak but they do not trust you
他们或许有世上的财富但是他们不知道他们的灵魂将要去到哪里
They have probably plenty of wealth on earth but they have no idea where they're going
求你将这样传福音的火热赐给我们
Okay, please give the heart that for us that we can share the gospel
求你帮助我们的教会成为同心合意传扬福音的教会
Help our church become the church preaching the gospel in one accord
愿你帮助
Please help
愿你怜悯
Have mercy on us.
求你使我们的祷告可以越来越多。
So we will pray more and more.
越来越为别人的灵魂来祷告。
Pray more for other people's soul.
你说当先求神的国跟神的义。
We need to seek for your God's kingdom and righteousness.
但是今天的教会就是地上神的国。
Our church is the your kingdom on earth.
求你帮助我们。
Please help us.
愿你带领更多的得救的人，求你加给我们。
Please add more people to our church.
求你看顾我们在我们当中在读经上有困难的肢体。
To help those who have a difficulty in reading your words.
在付代价上有困难的肢体。
And paying price, pray for those who have difficulty in paying a price.
在多结果子方面有困难的肢体。
And for those who maybe suffer, not bearing fruits.
求你帮助我们。
Please help every one of us.
愿你差遣圣灵在每一个弟兄姊妹心中动工。
Then Holy Spirit move in everyone.
求你使我们为你的国和你的义而活。
So we will live for your kingdom and your righteousness.
我们的奖赏是在基督里。
And your rewards in Christ Jesus.
愿你恩待我们。
Continue to have mercy on us.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.